Well, if you're unemployed, being welcomed to the work week is probably unwelcome. You wait for calls back. You hope that someone will pay attention to your resume. Unemployment has spared no community in the past few years, but it's certainly been hard on mature workers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, job seekers over 45 make up a disproportionate percentage of the long-term unemployed population. Now, is that because they're greater in numbers? Is that because there's something about being old? There's something about the number 45, which says that you're over the hill? In many cases, older workers never even get asked in for an interview. If you're over 45 and applying for a job, how do you avoid getting your resume tossed in the trash and increase your chances of getting your foot in the door? We want to hear your advice. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But to get the conversation going, we've got Beth Kobliner, Takeaway Work Contributor, right here in the studio. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
And Kat Brown used to be a materials buyer for an automotive supplier. And Kat, you've been out of work for nearly 4 years now?
I have. It's almost a little embarrassing to admit that, but yes, it's going on 4 years.
You just don't even think about being embarrassed admitting that on our program this morning. But do you think your age has anything to do with it? And what do you do to change that, to project that maybe you're younger, if not in age, in spirit?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I do feel my age has something to do with it, and it came as sort of a shock to me when I started my job search. I was downsized when I was 55, and did not even think that I wouldn't be able to walk into another position fairly quickly. So it was a very big surprise to me, and suddenly I started thinking, well, there's really only one reason that I'm being held back here that I can see. And I even ran into employers that, when I did get an interview, were blunt enough to say, well, I'm sorry, we're looking for someone younger.
Wow.
And I'm fortunate enough, I'm told I don't look my age, but I'll tell you what, if you've got any crow's feet at all nowadays, it gets a little scary out there.
Oh, man. Well, so, let's turn this over to Beth Kobliner. Whatever happened to experienced only need apply? That's what I used to see when I was applying for jobs back in the 70s.
Right. Well, we're finding that, you know, having lots of experience and at least having lots of experience and putting it on your resume could actually work against you in many situations. You know, no matter how you slice it, you look at all the statistics, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they consider 27 weeks or longer, an example of long-term out-of-workness. You know, if you're out of work for 27, that's a long period. Well, workers who are age 45 and older, they make up 32% of the unemployed. But when you look at that long-term period of unemployedness, they make up 38% of that period.
Oh, that's huge.
So a lot of people, and there's one study that came out by the nonprofit Experience Works, found that people over 55 are out of work on average for about a year or more.
Oh, that's
so it's a long, long period. And once you get a job, if you get a job, you take a bigger pay cut. And it's, you know, very tricky for people to get back into the work world.
But Beth, what is the justification on the employer's end? What are they getting out of hiring younger people instead of the older workers?
They claim it costs much more for healthcare for older people, and they're afraid that older people have more trouble learning new technologies and new ways about the workplace.
Those are legal rationales?
They're not legal rationales, but it's very hard. I spoke to somebody at the AARP who said it's extremely difficult in a hiring situation to prove that a potential employer isn't hiring you because of your age.
Well, our friend Kat Brown raised the crow's feet issue, didn't you, Kat? Right?
Yes, I did.
So who came up with this notion of Botoxing your resume? Is that something you coined, Beth?
Actually, it's your wonderful people here at The Takeaway, but we were talking about, you know, how do you present yourself in a way that doesn't feel slimy to you? I mean, you don't sort of put a picture of yourself in a miniskirt on your resume, but how do you...
I would never do that.
Especially, yeah. But I didn't want to say that, John, but yeah, not a good look. But I think that it's very important for people to think about ways to present themselves, you know, very simple things like always email, never mail in your resume. Mailing in your resume is a clue that you're older. Have an email address. This is one that a friend told me, a Gmail address rather than an AOL address, because that's just a signal that you're young.
What's your email address server, Kat?
My server is gmail.com.
There, you're hip.
One page resume, no cover letter. Just, you know, an attachment to a quick short note, email, basically message. Boom, you're done. Emphasize the relevant experience. I don't know how many years you put on your resume, Kat, because a lot of people say, you know, don't put on every single experience you've had. Keep it short. Only say the last 15 years, maybe even last 10 years. So you're doing all that.
I'm doing all that. I had to learn as I went along, though.
Mm.
And at one point, when I lived in a very small town in northern Michigan where everyone knew me, number one. Most people knew what year I graduated from high school.
Mm.
And so I was more than willing to take any lower-level job just to pay the bills. You can't get hired for those. You're overqualified. You're told that time and time again. So I started, I call it de-emphasizing my accomplishments on my resume. And I actually wound up with a trio of resumes, and I affectionately refer to them as Dumb, Dumber, and Dumbest, to try and get those lower, and still couldn't.
Well, that's, I mean, that's frustrating. I mean, unfortunately, we got to move on. But Kat Brown, good luck to you. We want to check in and see if Dumb, Dumber, or Dumbest actually scores for you. Good luck to you now.
Thank you so much.
Kat Brown used to be a materials buyer for an automotive supplier, been out of work for nearly 4 years, and is trying, despite her age. Beth Koblenner, of course, takeaway work contributor right here in the studio. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
And Beth has a list of 5 ways that you can Botox your resume. You can check that out at thetakeaway.org. Just click on blog.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.